All right, it is 11:46 a.m. on Thursday, May 6, 2021. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. All right, main focus right now for everybody is the playoffs and the playoff push. That's kind of the news of the time is the Lakers, Blazers, Mavericks swap around between 5 and 7, and the Clippers swap around between 3 and 4, and the Jazz and the Suns fighting for number one. It's pretty interesting. Every game counts. It's a fun time of the year. every game counts for the teams I mentioned. Some of the teams that are trying to get into the play-in tournament, quote unquote trying, kind of, I don't know, like the Pelicans have definitely kind of given up. The Kings probably given up. I guess over in the East, where the teams aren't very good, there's a big fight to get into the play-in tournament, but that's I don't think it's very productive. I've heard people talking about like the Wizards beating the Nets, and I don't see it at all. So I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, it's fun. If you're somebody who hasn't watched a lot of games this year, this is a good time to start tuning in, because the playoffs are going to be starting in a couple weeks, and it's a good time to get yourself a feel for the teams that are going to be there. So yeah, I guess other news, LeBron got hurt again, or he re-aggravated his injury, so LeBron is back, and then now he's not back. Lakers also lost Schroeder for a wellness violation, so that's it's another 10 days. So I don't know. Lakers are probably in trouble, but who knows? you hear a lot of the announcers talking about teams trying to avoid the Lakers. I don't know how true that is. I think if you're avoiding the Lakers, you're kind of you're fooling yourself on your ability to be a contender. If you're not a contender, if you can't beat this Lakers team, they're not that good. So I don't know. I say that as a Lakers fan. This Lakers team is not good. but hey, I mean, they could be good in 2 weeks, but that sort of thing doesn't usually happen. We'll see, though. I said that last year, didn't I? I was very wrong last year, wasn't I? But usually that sort of thing doesn't happen. We'll see. Other kind of news, rumor was reported that Terry Stotts, the head coach of the Blazers, is going to be fired if the Blazers don't do well in the playoffs. I don't think he's a great coach, but I think he's a good coach. And I don't think that this team being bad is his fault in any way whatsoever. The roster is very poorly constructed. They're not... not a team I would expect a lot out of. If anything, they're massively overachieving, because it's a pretty bad roster, and the team is just terrible defensively. Everybody in that team except for Nurkic is a terrible defender. Well, and Covington, but Covington is not that type of defender. He's not going to carry your defense, and that's what they're, at least not right now, and that's what they're asking him to do. So I don't know. They're a mess, for sure. if anybody should be fired, it's a GM, but it doesn't look like that's what's going to happen. So yeah, it's a very poorly constructed roster, and I don't think a lot of that team anyway. I think they're kind of a waste of basketball time. I try not to watch them. They're just not very fun to watch, and the roster's pretty bad, and they don't play any defense at all, so it's not really worth watching to me. But that also means I don't really think it's the head coach's fault. I mean, Lillard is a terrible defender, and him being a terrible defender when you're a super quote unquote superstar, and I'm saying quote unquote because I don't I, like a superstar is a personal definition. Then I have to ask myself: is a player who hasn't never who's not even mediocre at defense, not even like a D minus student at defense, like he's a straight F student at defense. Does that make him a superstar? It's tough. it's tough. Like, I don't know what other people are going to make that argument, but like, I'm somebody who's pretty forgiving for bad defense. Like James Harden is very obviously a superstar. Lillard is so he's so much worse at defense than James Harden right now. So, it's tough. But anyway, like him being so bad defensively, CJ being terrible defensively, that's why the Blazers are in trouble. It's not Stott's fault. And so the GM should fire himself, but you know, that never happens. I guess the other news is there was like a player coach fight yesterday in a Pacers Washington game. Like Washington just gets under people's skin and nobody likes to play that team. Russ is very annoying to chase around all day long. Bradley Beal is very, 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 very good. And you can just tell that people get annoyed having to play them. And teams melt down playing them. And the two guys named Greg just melted down yesterday during the Pacers game. The player and the coach just screaming at each other. And it's just, oh boy. And they ended up both getting, you know, suspended for a game. So it's madness. It's just madness. Pacers are in a lot of trouble. They're a team that they fired their coach because the owner didn't like that a team finished like fourth last year. I think that's where they were at. They're much worse this year despite having more talent. So I don't know if that coaching change was a great idea, especially since Nate McMillan took over the Hawks, and all of a sudden the Hawks are better than the Pacers. They weren't better than the Pacers before they hired McMillan, that's for sure. So, tough choice there. Anyway, so yeah, most of the stuff that's happening in the NBA now is playoff-related, and it's a good time to tune in. So tune in. That's the news. All right. Team of the week. I'm going to go ahead and give it to the Wizards. It's the Wizards. It's not even what I wrote down here. I think the Wizards are like 500 this week. I don't care, though. They've just been driving fans of good teams crazy lately. I think they're like 7 of 10 over their last 10. Maybe it's like 10 of 13 or something like that. They're not a good team, but Russ is playing lights out right now, and Bradley Beal is Bradley Beal, and it's a team you don't want to have to play this late in the season, and it's pretty cool to watch them just ruin people's day. Just completely ruin it. Ruin fans' day, ruin teams' day. It's fun to watch. And on the opposite end, embarrassment, we are probably going to go ahead and go with the Thunder. They're tanking, so it's like, do you want to give a team that's just nakedly tanking embarrassment of the week? Usually the answer is no, but if you've had a 50-point loss and like a 40-point loss and like a 20-point loss in a span of 10 days, you got to get an embarrassment of the week. So, yeah, that's the Thunder have earned it. They're not trying their best to win. Yes, they're working on their youth movement, but it's not good over there for sure. Non-basketball. So, this week, Vinny Caravilla, Brad Shoemaker, and Alex Navarro announced they're leaving Giant Bomb, and it's a sad thing. I don't know if y'all listen to Giant Bomb, but it's a good video game podcast, very inclusive fan base, very responsive to fans. Very intolerant of bad behavior of fans. All these things are good to me. And those are like some of the founders. And it's people who I've been listening to in my ear since like 2008. And it's sad to see them go. So it's definitely one of these things where times change, right? People move on. Things don't last forever, but it seems like in 2020, it's the year of things very clearly not lasting forever. It's the year of things very clearly ending, and it's stacking up. I mean, it's 2021 now, but this just feels like one long year of things just ending and stopping, and it's been rough. It's been rough to, but you know, there's so much out there. There's endless entertainment, so I'll find something else. I mean, the giant Bombcats is still going on, so I'll still be listening to that. But it's tough. Like those guys gave me many smiles, gave me a lot of fun, made me think a lot about video games of all things. And yeah, it's not going to be a Sam Fathom. So thank you, Brad Shoemaker, Vinny Caravilla, Alex Navarro, if for some reason somehow you hear this. Much thank you to you. Thank you to everybody else who's listening. That's it for the show. Goodbye, my beautiful friends.